We're here at the ACLU conference in San Francisco with Associate Director for the Northern California ACLU, Bob Kearney. Mr. Kearney, first talk a little bit about this conference. A lot of people here this evening on the opening evening, a lot of energy, people very excited and seemingly willing to get to work, something that you exhorted the crowd to do this evening.
Absolutely. I am very excited about the sort of energy that we have here today. We are pushing very hard for people to, being evangelical. In fact, reaching out into their communities, talking to their friends, talking to their neighbors. We have more than 1,500 people here this week for this conference. We're concerned about civil rights and civil liberties, making sure we're both safe and free. And we have an amazing, amazing amount of resources here, and a lot of people are willing to do the work.
This evening, the subject was the Patriot Act. And I'd like to ask you, because I heard about what happened in Las Vegas. I'm not sure that a lot of people actually know what happened, because so much of the thing that happens is people say there have been no abuses of this. But that's not true.
That's absolutely right. We have actually seen a situation where there was, in fact, no substantiated threat from the FBI's perspective, but nonetheless, there was an order given out that literally thousands of personal records that people had of people who happened to be in Las Vegas for the holiday were in a situation where they were having very personal information being turned over to the FBI, in many cases without their knowledge. We are very concerned that people with no individualized suspicion, no thought that they, in fact, have done anything wrong themselves, are having very personal information turned over the FBI for what seems like no reason. So we absolutely believe there are many more stories out there like this.
Another thing that was talked about this evening was the SAFE Act. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. This is a bill that has been offered by both Democrats and Republicans alike to bring the Patriot Act back in line with the Constitution, going after some of the most outrageous, what we believe, outrageous provisions that would go stopping the, for example, easy access to people's medical records, financial records, library records, when, again, they've been suspected of no crime. When we have a situation with so-called sneak and peek searches, where people's homes can be searched without their knowledge, without them ever being presented with a warrant. And again, many of these things being with the ability to use a lot of these things, there's nothing to do with the war on terror. And we are very, very concerned, and that's why we believe the SAFE Act is a great bill. And again, supported by people all the way from the most conservative to the most progressive members of Congress.
Many people feel that the government is really beyond their control and their ability to affect any real change. You clearly don't believe that. What do you say to the folks who aren't here, who aren't going to be able to see what happens here in San Francisco this week?
I'll tell you, the majority of people don't vote in this country, and we understand why people feel demoralized. Even fewer, far fewer people ever write to their members of Congress or meet with their members of Congress or their elected officials at any level of government. The people who, therefore, that minority of a minority, that very small percentage of the public who actually writes the letters and makes the phone calls, make the decisions for all the rest of us. So it actually, and I have actually had this substantiated, that even in a U.S. senator's office, as few as 10 letters from constituents, just 10 letters, gets a congressional office, gets a U.S. Senate office starting to talk about an issue, starting to look at the issue. So because of the apathy that we see out there, the other side of the coin is those of us who do take action will make the decisions for the rest of the country. So there is a lot of power to be had by standing up and taking action.
And those people who can't be there, who do want to take action, how do you recommend they best go about doing that?
Well, on these issues, certainly go to ACLU.org. ACLU.org has the ability that somebody can take 5 minutes, look up any number of issues where we take a position, whether it's the Patriot Act, reproductive rights, fairness for gays and lesbians, all these kinds of civil liberties issues, and be able to send a letter directly to your member of Congress for free from our website. And again, it's set up for you. It takes only 5 minutes, and it makes a world of difference.